Today's between master and disciples will be presented in Chinese and English, with subtitles in English, Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech, Slovak, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
佛摩沙是一个小岛，但遍布大自然的神奇美景，自北到南，北部地区有古城、原住民村、圆圆的山峰、美丽的水墙，和雕刻精雕的庙宇。地区有一系列的美景，香遥的海洋、湍急的河流、加翠绿的森林。南部是本岛著名的文化中心，到今嘛仍然保存真多早期移民当初伫遮时的传统。
冷清空气凝结，青海不上书回应了咱世界会会员心底的渴望。在空气里，意味着被参加新年的庆祝活动，甲来自全世界大约几百名的世界会会员甲贵宾，在福尔摩沙欢庆第二年的旧历新年。在吉祥日子的冬天，也是全球优秀领导奖的颁奖典礼。青海不上书颁奖给菲律宾前总统罗姆斯，国际和平奖基金会会长曼纽尔·莫拉托先生，甲参议员赫赫森·阿瓦雷兹，表彰印地菲律宾对尤罗难民所做的慈善义举。
今晚邀请您到底聆听青海不上书的开始。主题是民俗的咖喱出门。1995年6月，讲在福尔摩沙西湖。
I'd like to know if you used to have some holidays.
My holidays?
Yeah.
Well, I don't actually.
No?
I don't. Sometimes I pretend that I do, but I don't. Very difficult. I thought I have holidays. I went to, you know, Monaco. I heard a lot about the city. It's nice. And I used to like Grace Kelly when she was young and make some good film, yeah, sometimes. So I came and have a look. And when we first arrivedOkay, we went to have some coffee, coffee shop and have some cakes and things like that. And then we just walk around with a taxi driver and then everybody just stop and turn around and look like they have never seen any person on earth before. So anyhow, I just went and said hello, and so I said hello. And then when I went to eat some cakes, you know, I sit there, I thought it's quiet in the corner, and then all the waiter and waiters,staring at me. And all the guests on the next door table. And so I was in a good mood, so I didn't pay too much attention. And the people, you know, some of my people wanted to take photograph souvenir from the palace, you know. We didn't know that we came back again. We didn't plan to come back, so...come and take some picture of the palace, you know, and me included, of course. I'm also a tourist. Mm. And then here again, all the tourists run around, and it's okay, we took some picture and all that. Next day, we come back again. Just a few of us, you know, four or five. So anyhow, we went there and were very happy, and we didn't know it was a holidays or anything. But actually, it's always crowded there. We didn't know. I just went with a taxi. Thousands of tourists, thousands of cameras, big, small, professional, unprofessional, children, adults, old men, young women, oh, everybody, 1,001 of them. Just went, opened the taxi door, and I came out, and then facing the wall of camera. Can you believe it? They were just looking at the palace, you know, and listening to the guy explaining, and then watching the palace, and came and took in the picture. At the moment I step out of the taxi, 1, 2, 3, everybody turn around like 360 degrees, just immediately. Nobody told them, nobody tell anybody. Suddenly I face the whole wall of camera, you know, big and small, because children also have camera. So any hate, you know, you face camera. Oh, I didn't know what to do. Now, I had an umbrella, you know, it was a hot day. And so after I don't know where to turn, I just put my umbrella like this. you know, and turn it to them like that. For it seems like eternity to me. Maybe only about 10 minutes or something. And then I just stood there, you know. And afterward, you know, and I think the police already dispersed people, and because he knows what's happening. Old men and young children, everybody was clicking. Everywhere, everywhere. It was the moment of my life. So we never dared to venture near the palace gate again since that day. That was it. And that's my holiday. So, you see now, where can I go for holiday?
How about if you go to India?
You like India? I do. I like India. I stay there many times. Each time about 6 months or 2 months, 3 months. Make a retreat there for many months. Yeah, I like India. But it's not for me. Not now, not for holidays.
I saw in one video when you said you were going in the mountains.
Oh, you saw the video. Okay. All right. So, and when I went to see the Kumbh Mela, so many people runs around me. I was alone and people come and bow to me and offer incense, coconut, yeah, and flowers and food. And when I went to Kumbh Mela, I was offered the best tent. It was a big Kumbh Mela, not the six months, not the mini Kumbh Mela. Yeah, I was very curious. Besides, I was living in a near Harvard, so I went at that time they organized in Harvard. So I just went along and have a look. There are so many sightseeing there for you to look. Wow, Kumbh Mela is great. Millions of people come every day. There are gurus and maharaji and all kind of raja. Huh? When I went to the Himalaya for pilgrim, I have only 2 pair of clothes. Just like this, similar like this, okay? But it's cotton, Indian cotton, made in India. And with a Mandarin, I wear Punjabi, you know Punjabi? Yes. But the very Mandarin high color like this, yeah? Like the Chinese, but similar like that color, okay? Similar, yeah, but Punjabi. I wear like a man Punjabi dress here, yeah. And long, very long, cover everything. Longi, 2 pair, trousers and top, Punjabi. And that's it. I wear one, and if it's dirty, I wash, and I wear the other, and I wash this one. So only two pair of clothes, and a pullover. In the Himalaya, the snow very high and very cold, even in summer, very cold. But I walk and sweating. I don't wear so thick clothes like them. And a lot of myth about yogi with a tumor heat and all kind of this. They thought I'm very, very, you know, special. I can dry my sheets and my clothes in half an hour without tumble dry, a thing like that. Yeah, at that time, I have a stick like this long, not an umbrella. I have an umbrella, a stick. And then I hang my sleeping bag behind there. And inside the sleeping bag is my only other pair of clothes, white. So I put in there. And I walk alone all the time. And I let my hair hang loose like this, too. At that time, I was on pilgrim, you know, I went around alone and just to see the wonder of India, because so many famous places, so many shrine, so many holy destinations that many millions of people come, you know, every year, billions of them come and worship there. So I also go along with them, one of the many. Actually, when we are very, very happy, also very difficult to meditate, huh? And when we are very, 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 very miserable, also very, 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 very difficult to meditate. So that's why we always try to strike a balance, huh, in between, so we don't feel too in such an extreme that we forget the real happiness is inside, truly, because it is, it is. It doesn't matter how much we love somebody or how much somebody loves us, huh? One day or another, he or she will disappoint us sometimes, huh? And then it hurts, and maybe we misunderstand, but maybe it's true, but then it hurts, and even our children, our husband, yeah? If we truly want them to love us, we have to be like slaving ourselves 24 hours to their every wish, then they'll be happy. And then they stick to us. Maybe, even then, maybe. Yeah, really, huh? Sometimes children, they also make trouble for the parents, huh? Because they misunderstand the parents, or they want the parents everything that parents have to be with them all the time, or to give them all the time, but sometimes the parents cannot satisfy them. And then, you know, they just don't care. It's even children, sometimes cause a lot of pain for the parents. And sometimes husband and wife cause pain for each other because of too much expectation. Or even not too much expectation, just normal expectation, still it's not always easy to fulfill, right? Like today somebody loves you and then you expect him tomorrow will be the same or maybe even better. But something happened tomorrow and then he's cranky and moody and then he doesn't want to talk to you. It may not be your fault, you know? But then you say, what? Oh, if you don't care about me, why should I care about you? And then they're both in there and then separate, you know, or at least feeling bad about each other. And then it takes many days at least before they reconcile with each other again. Or never not, maybe not. Sometimes even just small things make people fall apart. Yeah, and hurts. It hurts a lot. Not that it doesn't hurt. If it doesn't hurt, it's okay, huh? But it hurts, huh? You have experience or not? You do, huh? Yeah? So actually, if we truly rely on the inner happiness, then everything will come. And then we will never be disappointed, or we never rely on anyone. If anyone comes, okay. If it doesn't come, okay. We don't feel so hurt, you know, painful inside. So all the pain, the sorrow, and the misery comes not from the outside, not from other people. It comes from our inner ignorance that we expect too much from everybody, from everything, and then we're disappointed. Yeah? That's it. So the only source of happiness is inside. So whenever you meditate, try to get in touch with that source. Huh? There's only one little center inside the brain, the so-called brain. Yeah, it is there. It's physically there too. You know the brain, huh? Every little nerves or center is responsible for something in our beings. Yeah, psychologically, emotionally, as well as physically. Okay, and there is another one, is spiritually responsible for our enlightenment and eternal happiness. You're not consciously always in touch with that center, but keep practicing. Yeah, practice, make the master, right? That's what we do. I'm still doing it. I need my happiness, okay? This joyful energy to give me every day something to carry on with my work. You cannot always keep on giving, you know? You will be depleted if you give with the ego, with the physical strength of ordinary human being. Then you'll be depleted and you will come down in your spiritual practice and you'll become bad and sour. And that's how many so-called gurus became bad, became sour, became degraded after sometimes, perhaps in the beginning, they are very, very pure, very holy, very saintly. But because the method of their practice is not correct, is not directing toward this forever giving, eternally contentment center. So they gave everything they had with all the best intention, and then they crumbled and succumbed to all kind of traps and temptation, pressure of the society and every circumstances around them. If there are such people, we feel more sorry for them, because they haven't been able to stand themselves, and they have been forced to run. That's why I always emphasize to you, you must meditate. Not that so that you become a good disciple. No, to save yourself. Even if I lose all the fame and all the power, or nobody ever respected me again, I would lose nothing, because I never wanted it in the first place, in any case. If I have something more, it's also I have nothing, because I never want them. You know what I mean? You only gain something when you want that thing. You only lose something when you want to keep that thing. Otherwise, you gain nothing, you lose nothing. Whatever is there, for your sake, for your own happiness, contentment, satisfaction. You must always try to get in touch with that joyful center, which is inside all of you. That is where the master power is. That's where every miracles in the universe can manifest. That's where all loving kindness is born. That's where all the virtues, beauty, and the truth lay dormant there for you to discover. Otherwise, it's okay. Yeah? Sooner or later, we all die and go where, who cares? Huh? At least when we're living, we must live a very worthwhile human life, that we should be happy, and be able to carry on our life in such a joyful way, because that befits our dignity as a human being, as the top in this world. When you want that thing, you only lose something when you want to keep that thing. Otherwise, you gain nothing, you lose nothing. Whatever is there, for your sake, for your own happiness, contentment, satisfaction. You must always try to get in touch with that joyful center, which is inside all of you. That is where the master power is. That's where every miracles in the universe can manifest. That's where all loving kindness is born. That's where all the virtues, beauty, and the truth lay dormant there for you to discover.
请你收看今日的《师道之间》节目，拜六请继续收看第二集。请观赏无上师电视台《动物世界》，咱的厝边。调整新闻了后，马上为你播出。愿你每天笑嘻嘻，生活充满爱甲幸福。
Thanks for joining us today between Master and Disciples. We will continue with Part 2 on Saturday. Now.Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next, right after Noteworthy News, may your days be filled with evermore laughter, happiness, and love.